Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Yes. Hello.
Oh,
everyone.
Yes.
We're here, we're live, we're on center, we're everything.
And it's just after the World Fucking Cup.
Yes.
My God.
Don't we have an affiliate?
Yes. Well, yes, our affiliates for tonight include Adamese Toys. Yes. Get your fun on in the bedroom, and also get your fun on in the bedroom with dildos, front sheet stuff, stuff to actually sex up your night. And your summer.
Yeah.
Use the code mm-hmm. MELON10 at checkout, and that is valid through the 1st of August through
Ooh.
September 1st, 2014.
Mm.
And now...
Oh, my.
Yes, oh, my, indeed. And now, in terms of a... First topic of tonight's show, well, ladies and gentlemen, yes, the people with bratwurst muscles and Belgian waffles won the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I am sorry to say, because although it is homeland of the Rhineland, the Nazis, Hitler, and extremely good waffles, they have won the World Cup. And even worse.
Which is?
Even worse, ladies and gentlemen, which is even worse than possible. In 2018, Russia is going to be added again. But sadly, the world's finest miserable World Cup. We now bring you the ruined Olympics. We have brought you Putin divorces his wife on wife swap. Russian wife swap. Putin kills off gays and Putin stops communication. We have now brought you the single most horrific thing that they could ever do to the United States of America and the rest of the countries, which is host the World Cup. Featuring the adequately or moderately accurate hotel room with no light.
No toilet.
Not only that. No toilet. No bathroom facilities. And as much as the Romans would like to call this, not outdoor plumbing at all. Not even indoor plumbing. Shit plumbing.
Yeah, and...
You know?
Yeah, which is mad. Which is quite... Which, it's a shame. It's like, you're going to the World Cup. You expect to be treated... Or you go anywhere, for that matter, except to be treated with the utmost respect and being able to say, yes, what do you need? How can we help? Not, oh, yes, you can go, you can. Not only could you have no plumbing, your water system is horrid.
Your water system is horrid. You don't have
anything else.
You know. You
don't
have
anything else. And
it's like Putin, it's like Putin plus Olympics, Olympics plus Putin plus anything else in between.
Not really.
Not the best situation.
Not the best, not the worst.
Nothing good. Definitely something that you want to stay away from, or if you're going over,
just do yourself a favor.
Be aware. Yeah. And
don't go over.
It's like, what more can Putin do?
I mean, it would be awful. Just awful.
Yeah, it's like,
what more can Putin do? No rainbow socks, no rainbow athletics at this World Cup. I'm going to shoot you.
And they're not. It's almost like, yes, we're going to screw over the World Cup. We're going to really make those in the other nations really, really get pissed off. And then
whatever.
Yeah. It's like, this is just all, we're used to this shit.
Well, yeah, we're used to this shit. But we're used to so many other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other things as well. Like, how everything is not what it seems.
You're right. It would be almost like a family alleged trying to use their child to not to control
not
their
video games
or something of that nature. It could be whatever habit, they probably are into.
Right.
It's like it's like you're clearly, there's issues there too. It's like you're trying to do this to a kid.
Exactly.
Probably kid plus whatever else. Smart, not so much.
No, not so much at all.
It's like...
Not so much at all.
I agree.
I mean, you just don't... It seems unreasonable for Putin at this stage of life to support anything.
Right.
You know, anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, he has this sort of thing where
It's the sort of thing where you just don't, I guess you don't know what Putin's going to think of next.
Right.
You know. And
right, which is never good.
It is never good. It is never good.
It's like, let's have a dictator. Let's have a Tsar of Russia say, oh, no, you're wrong. It's like, we're supporting the World Cup, but we're also cutting ourselves off from the United States and every other land or group out there. It's
right.
Like you're trying. You're now trying to say, oh, no, we'll have these countries in our area of the world, and then say, maybe we could get over these challenges. Not so much.
Not so much at all.
It's like, we're going to drive these countries crazy and then see what goes on. Yeah. Smart move. Not
how?
Like you're... Yeah, I know.
And how do you suggest doing this?
I don't know. I'm only going by what is going on and how much the issue...
I don't know how... I don't know how the person, whoever is running this very stupid prank must stop it right now.
Yeah, I agree. But no one in the world wants to hear this. It's like, did we just hear this?
Nobody wants to hear. Putin is running the World Cup!
Yeah, no. No,
It's like saying, Stalin is running the World Cup! Oh, look at my lovely mustache.
Oh, good for you!
Exactly. Oh, look at my lovely mustache while I watch them all. Is it gone yet? Is there a go 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 yet?
Yeah, not so much.
Is there a go yet? Maybe not. Not really?
Has
time gone past? Are there men in lab coats? Sort of thing?
Maybe countries will say, reasons why he does not, why people don't like him.
Let's just see here. You know, there's so many reasons not to like Putin.
Mm-hmm.
One, you know, he has an iron, he owns the Iron Curtain. Two, he owns a private plastic surgeon that molds his face just right into the same place in, just right into the same place every time.
Right.
Number three. We don't like him because he's turning into Stalin.
Yeah, and that's never good.
No, that is never good. Ever.
It's like you're turning into Stalin, you're trying to become the next Stalin, which, last time I checked, does not, he's not been around. So,
no.
It's like you're trying now to become the next Stalin. Brilliant.
And you're trying to become the next person who basically controls everything and returns it to the way it was during World War One and Two, which is pretty sad. In all,
yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Layman's terms.
Yeah.
And making it so that there is nothing that they can do.
Yeah, which is never fun. Never good, never the best situation.
It's never, I mean, his advisors must be really freaking out. In a way that isn't good for anybody.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And even if it was good for somebody, wouldn't be good for much of anything.
Right.
In the future for Russia.
Right, yeah.
He his biggest thing, we have all noted, is control.
And one person that wants control will want to find
one
a way.
One person
to
that
control.
Wants control will basically kick ass in. They'll kick ass in ways that aren't the best.
Right.
You know, aren't the best thing to kick ass at.
Right.
But yeah. It is, it's not the best thing.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to make it where.
But then, what are you trying to make it? Where what?
Where technology, if he could be wanting technology to consume everyone too, like the, something of that nature, you don't know his intent. We don't know his pure intent as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, the people in Prague that are facing very tough times with technology now and beginning to say the unsettling turn of cameras being a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
TV cameras. And the funny thing is that the sensible conundrum, it's possibly in this day and age, technology, Thomas P. Keaton's and Frank's test, how comfortable would Nazis feel if they had presently available technology to see somebody through walls with an iPhone app?
That's it's huge when you know that these things occur and say, what?
It would be kind of a mini crisis.
Right.
You know, how would you... How do you do that? Well, you do it by saying that you don't want to cause anybody harm.
Right.
But yet, you are causing people harm in the fact that the you're causing people harm in the fact that you have security cameras in World War One or Two, World War Two, in the Holocaust. You know, the U.S. might have seen people dying, and it would be probably the most disgusting, horrible thing to see. It would probably have saved a lot of lives back then.
Right.
But they didn't have the technology for it. And so, let's go film this. How do you film something that stupid? I mean, it would be infrared cameras. That's what it would be.
Right.
That's what it would be. Infrared cameras. But he continues on to say that, you know, our other stuff, like fairy tales, would be much different. Little Red Riding Hood and the Sucking Wolf, you know. Sexual creepiness that can seem taken to a whole new level when suddenly it would be normalized in the case of Japanese vending machines that the sense you go,
They have in Japan. They have different things. You could, for Christ's sake, if you really wanted to, you could probably go into a vending machine and end up getting about women's panties out of it.
If any pedophile cares to use vending machines and Japan or China, by all means, go be happy. But that would only lead you to call the Chinese government and find out which panties they belong to. But,
interesting.
You know,
right.
That said, you know, in our next sort of topic, we go from extremely unprivate, to the Church of England.
Yeah.
What is wrong with the Church of England? Alison, do you care to tell us?
There's a woman, Bishop, that she's now getting some flack because she's the first woman bishop. Which, in my eyes, being a woman, that's something that people should be pleased with. That's a huge thing. As much as they might say, oh, no, this is bad.
Bad in the case that, you know, there's a very famous, very funny series called Vicar of Dibley. And it's a TV show of how they have this woman vicar. And the woman vicar
basically becomes vicar of this, vicar of the, vicar of the community, and it's a very funny show. But in the 1990s, they had the same problem. I think history is repeating itself.
Yeah, which is very unfortunate.
History has a long way to go.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
With the fact that, you have, a lot of things wrong with, Church of England, and even though it's Catholic versus Protestant, and Protestant versus Christian, who gives a shit who,
right,
what a bishop is? It's not like a going, Bishop, can we see your knickers?
It's not getting married either.
Yeah, but yet, you know, there's a bitter, it's a very bitter, bitter rivalry between David Cameron, our Prime Minister, and the rest of England. And the fact that women can already serve as bishops in the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And, you know, formally approving these women bishops is kind of a luxury. You know, how many men are you going to say, oh, yes, we are, so held up the world, the old world views of stuff.
That would not happen.
No, of course it wouldn't happen. You know, but yet, the fact is, it is a very slippery slope because of the fact that, you know, the recent move to the Church of Sciences on euthanasia is evolving with the position on homosexuality and the traditional roles of women that were all part of the same slide in modern liberals. And the more that can force the schism in the church, and traditionally, church has always gone from what the culture is and takes it further and further away from what you call, might call an Orthodox Christianity, and at some stage, people are going to say, we're Orthodox Christians. You know. Yes,
right.
I mean, I find it funny. Because what are you going to do? Have the Queen become Church of, the Queen of England become, you know, bishop and say,
oh, hello, I'm the Queen. And I don't care about sexuality, I just want to live. You know, I'm five foot tall.
Right. You know,
I have a handbag, and I have a purchase of a handbag if you need it.
Sort of thing. But, you know.
Yeah.
Give us a break, people. You know, it's not the 1990s anymore. This is not 16 years ago, 17 years ago now. This is 2014.
Yeah.
Get real. I mean, some people are optimistic. You know, after 20 years of very hard work, but we've come to a decision that everybody can help. But yet, will it be? Will there be silence ever again?
But then there's people out there that really don't want help or don't like the change. For whatever reason.
Well, they don't like the change because they're not used to change. Once you introduce change, then
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then it's easy sailing.
It's kind of easy sailing. I don't know how easy it would be. Easy sailing. You know what I mean?
Right, I gotcha. I understand.
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how easy it would be easy sailing. However,
either way, it's still a huge thing. It's like you're going. It's like, yes, there she's getting backlash. However, there's people out there that could end up wanting to say, "Oh yeah, you will gladly be shady," and then say, "Oh yes, 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 I will help you if you do something we want you to do, like." Potentially sell your kid down to
right. We'll do something that you don't want. Like, for example, in Japan, they have done the unthinkable. They have, you know, sold the kid for video games.
Which is...
We at AMC Press, we do not support
what?
Child human trafficking.
Human trafficking, and this story, I was blown away by it. I was like, this is something that needs to be brought up.
You know,
heck,
the thing is...
Fresh lives, like, seriously...
Well, also, Johnny...
Make an example over here.
What?
Make an example over here. Like, your kids are not, like, all traded away for virtual in-game purchases.
Well, virtual games...
Yeah. Which is not cool. Which,
okay.
This is a topic we wanted to bring to light because of this nature. As well as how stupid these people are. It's like you're being so freaking stupid for trying to get. If this is one way of really thinking, sure. This is one way to land your. If this happened in the United States, you would be in jail. You would be gone.
No. Well, of course.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Not even.
As much as this is a serious topic, I feel almost like this stupid... Okay, it's like they're wanting to sell their child for a video game habit when people do want to have one of these things, but have you ever heard of making sure you have money away? Then you get at least have the ability to actually live, survive.
Yeah, I don't think that exists for people who have a video game habit.
Yeah, very true.
I mean, if I were a fat person trying to get a video game habit going, I don't think that I'd want to sell my kid, but yet the funny thing is the funniest thing, or the saddest thing, rather, is the saddest thing is selling your kid, and the kid has no clue what is gonna go on.
It's like, oh, you know, we'll sell your child for your video game habit.
We'll sell your child for your radio game habit. And then, that wasn't enough. We will kick your child in the gut and say, I have no parents anymore. And I am being sold to the Chinese government. Because my dad...
Which is quite even worse.
You know. Which, I mean, I can only imagine what the insanity would be with the kids.
Oh yeah.
Could you?
Like, I can't. I know it. Well,
I bet you
not going to be a nice. If I was a parent, I would probably say, I would probably look at those people and say, "You're crazy. You are insane. You go get medical attention."
Well, yeah, go get medical attention.
Like, now?
Now. You know.
Not later, now.
You know, go get medical attention. And go. Please, Jesus Christ. Go seek a shrink. Yeah.
See someone.
Or see somebody in a way that is more ethical.
Right.
You know, and yet
yeah.
How does it work? I'm just wondering, in all seriousness, without joking, how does it work where you make the deal with the Chinese government? Do you go in, does one person go in there and say, I need video games, and I need to tell my child
to manage this habit, to manage this terrible habit.
What do you put on the bloody form? You know?
I don't know, and I'm at the point of where this person needs some severe help.
Well, yeah, of course. People... they need severe help in the way other people need help.
Mm-hmm.
Get your head checked.
Yes.
What
go see a doctor, go see go see someone who deals with this matter. Then you can also go to the fact of saying, oh yes, video games. Very people love video games. But how far could you go with video games? You don't... It's like video games. You play them, you enjoy them. You're a failure them for your life without your child.
I mean, and what, you know, are you in a twilight zone? I mean, is this the Chinese world serving? You are now in the twilight zone. When can you defend your kids? We encourage you to tell your kids. And then we encourage you to basically pursue everything that you everything that your little heart desires. You know?
Yeah, which it should be your family first versus video games. Last time I checked.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure... This is one subject where it's like you probably want to toss them around a few times or do something. If you were in this story, as much it's like Twilight Zone or is it mixed up in every Disney Channel movie that deals with Tower of Terror, like, how many things, like, great, technology is huge,
but
there's a point where we're saying, time the fuck out, and then say, let's reevaluate this, like, now.
Oh, sure. Let's
not later, not after playing video games,
after playing video games, allow what you just did to allow what you just did to your son or daughter to sink in.
And this is alleged. However, if this is...
It's not alleged in that country.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
In that country, it sounds like anything goes.
Right, which is quite sad.
And... For me, I have this awful, awful thing, which is, called What the Fuck? You know, and then, what the fuck? How do you do this? What's the questionnaire for,
four kids. How did this happen?
It's like you were it's like screwed up life. It's like, it's like, let's go. It's like, let's play this out. It's like, what matters more, video games or a child? I choose latter. Or does it have to be stupidity, emotion? Because
exactly.
That's what it is. And I just look at it and saying, come on now. Come on. Get your head out of your ass.
Well, get your head out of your ass and then reinsert your wife's face into the toilet. Because chances are, it was totally her decision to give up her child.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I would love to see the next. I'd love to see the match where you see the slowdown of the aftermath of where's our kid.
Yeah.
And then they figure out what the hell they did and they're on a drinking binge.
Which is never a good thing. It's never something.
No. It is never a good thing.
And I'm sure the mother will, the wife will be in regret. Because, oh yes, we did. At the time, this idea was lovely. But then, the whole thing is saying, oh shit, family. Down to.
Oh shit, family. And oh shit, who shit? What have I done to the Super Mario Brothers? Or whatever they say there. Halo 2.
Yeah. It's like...
What have I done? What have I done?
It's almost like this family I could see having some issues of saying, oh, yes, she would have loved having a child. But, oh, yes, we have a video game habit.
Yeah. We have a video game habit. Unfortunately, it's been taken over by those things that we hold near and dear to our heart.
Yeah, not like you want to play. This is a way of saying you play games, you screw
you
up.
You play
games,
you screw up, and then you repeat.
It's almost like washing hair. In some tool. It's like you're wanting to. That you're wanting to fix it, but you can't.
Well, yeah, of course.
So, it's
you
like
can't.
You're trying.
Of course you can't. Even if you wanted to.
It's like clearly they're not thinking. And I'm sure this is, and this is something we found from a site that caters to those who are into Japanese culture and TV and other stuff of that nature. And this is one of those.
This is one of those things that I just learned. Sorry, what? Wait a second. Roll back. You know, how and what in the hell? Does one do? You know what I mean? How does one... How do you do that?
And how does one live with this fatal mistake? Now it's not even a mistake anymore.
Now it's not even a mistake. It's happening every fucking day.
It's like you just don't go up to somewhere
around the world.
Like,
how do you do that?
I don't know.
How? I don't know. I mean, it's similar.
I don't know either.
You know, could you imagine the preparation list that, the thing before about the, you know, the privacy issue with the Nazis.
Right.
It's like the privacy, you know. It's like playing Wolfenstein and thinking that you're a Nazi when you're not really a Nazi. And then on the more scary bit, how do you even... What are the ramifications?
Where are
you
they
know,
thinking of them?
You know, and they bring in the kid. And the first thing that they ask her is, how do you feel? They don't even probably ask that. They ask, how do you what happens, right? What happened to you? Why did you do it? And what did you do? Why did you do it? How did you do it? You know,
yeah.
And
it's the who, what, when, where, and why scenario.
Who, when, what, where, why, and what? How much did you pay for the video games, and can we get the video games back to your teenage son?
Right.
That's what it should be.
Right. Or is there a program to maintain the order of the video games, or?
The video game
order versus... No, it's like, how can we now get our child back? Then, end up getting enough to say, we want this him back. We want her back. It's like, put down the video games, be parents.
Be parents and be proactive about it.
Yeah.
You know? But, be proactive in a way that you know that you're
proactive, you know,
and making sure your son or daughter is safe. Because when I saw this story, I'm like, this is fucked up. This has to be
fixed up.
This is like a person who has issues with alcohol, saying, I want to find the easiest way possible to try to give my child a better life. But they didn't go that route. It's the Twilight Zone all over again, to a point in which it's like, okay, we hear enough after this. It's like child down to someone's habit. I wish there was a video game addiction specialist to basically say
I wish you were right.
Because at this point, that child's going to say, what really happened to me? Why did my parents do this to me?
And why did your parents... Why did your parents do this to me? And where are my parents? Who are my parents? It's going to be one fucked up kid.
Yeah.
It's going to be one very fucked up kid. You know, but this is the reason why you have...
And I think the internet provides everyone the way to say, wait, there's some issues out there that we have no clue what's going on. If it wasn't for a site and a video, I wouldn't have known. So,
oh, sure.
And information going and being in constant motion, you learn so much.
Well, you learn so much in such a little amount of time. Now, you know, it takes you a minute to do whatever. But then it takes a minute versus 16 years ago. It took days and days and days and days, and by the time the week was over, guess what? Oh, they've already sold the case. Right. You know, not a funny thing.
No, it isn't.
I mean, if you
it's
brought
something
this up to
that...
the UN, if you brought this up to the UN, chances are they would kick more ass than they would know what to deal with.
And
and
we're almost at the end of the show, so we better let everyone know where they could find us. You could find
and
us.
And we will continue this on Wednesday, I guess.
Yes. You can find us at itsmyurls.com/AMCPress, and we'll be back Wednesday. Enjoy your night.
Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.